Hi, this is a dictation for Iman J. Ali. I-M-A-N-A-L-I. Date of birth is 7-1-70. Date of visit is 11-7-2024. Date of accident is 7-23-2024. Iman J. Ali is here for follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she reports of ongoing headaches, pain in the neck and the lower back as the main symptoms. Initially, the patient was involved in a three-car accident where she was head-on collision as well as T-bone on the driver's side. She was a restaurant driver at the time of accident. The impact has caused the symptoms to continue, and subsequent MRIs were found positive. She has ongoing pain and numbness in both the hands involving all the fingers with positive signs for carpal tunnel syndrome. There is a shooting pain in the right buttock area and right posterior thigh. Weakness of the both upper extremities are also noticed. She reports that her pain in the neck is around 6 and lower back is 6. Shoulder pain is around 6. And she has difficult time lifting the shoulder on the left side beyond 100 degrees. The headaches are continuing on a level of 6 to 7, mostly in the front, severe, associated with nausea, occasionally dizziness and lack of focus, but no other symptoms are reported for TBI. Overall pain is varying from 5 to 6 with the ADLs being affected 6, and the patient reports 60% improvement in the symptoms. Overall, please review the records for the ADLs, for system reviews, for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. In physical examination, blood pressure is 145 over 97, pulse 75, pulse oxygen 99. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit dated. January 8, 2024, dictation number 1008-028. Plan. The patient has had one LESI, one CESI, and report that her pain is significantly improved. And so she doesn't want any further injections at this time, but we'll be ready to help her if she wants to. There is a chance to do a SI joint involvement possibly if pain continues, despite 4 injections to the epidural lumbar. Similarly, carpal tunnel syndrome is possible, and there is a need for median nerve blockage. If the patient decides, I will be more than happy to schedule that and do it. Following medications are provided to the patient: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Elavil is provided 50 mg at night for further relief in pain and GAD disorder. Lyrica is provided for 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin is provided for radiculopathy. Patient is continuing to see a chiropractor. Massage and acupuncture is being done. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered, and a medical pillow for the neck and cord cane is ordered. Antivert is provided for a dizziness that patient has reported. She is also referred to Dr. Richard, hand surgeon, for the tendon tear of the left extensor tendon of the middle finger that patient showed today. In the physical examination, please mention that the patient complained of pain in the left middle finger. And on examination, it was found that the extensor tendon is not functioning and patient has a hard time doing extension of the tendons on the left middle finger with weakness as well as tenderness of the tendon. Thank you. In the treatment, please mention I provided a finger splint to immobilize the finger and give a rest, and patient was referred to hand surgeon. Thank you. Physical therapy is also ordered 2 times for neck and the lower back, and patient remains off work, house foot replacement, transportation. Her maps and labs have been reviewed and checked.